Hello and welcome everybody to part three of our podcast on the inner voice. I'm going to play you a little song that I heard recently, and I think it's by Shania Noel, and it's called You Can Relax Now. I just think that the lyrics are very much towards the inner child.
You had a dream.
I just think that's a beautiful song. I like the lyrics of it, and I like the tone and the rhythm. And I think we can all associate with that inner child needing to relax. So in our last podcast, I promised you that I would look at a couple of ways that might be able to help you listen and hear and express the emotions from the inner child. So let me go straight into this. If you have a friend, and I mean a friend that you can trust 100%, you can learn to vent with that trusted friend. Because there are times when we need to let out how we're feeling with no real plan for a solution. We don't want the problem solved. We just want to vent. Now, we've all had times that we needed that. You might just want to say, God, did I have a bad day at work? Or just, fuck it. This sentence may start a way of a conversation that helps you to process the stress of a hard day. Another way of dealing with it is discussing, we'll say, a conflict with your partner. Now, we all know that fights and arguments happen in relationships. However, keeping your feelings to yourself can actually cause more issues between you and your partner, especially if they fester. Now, while you can work with your partner towards a constructive solution, just being open about your feelings with your partner can actually help your communication, and it can have a healthier conclusion. How about being open about your struggles? When we vent to nobody in particular, this can actually be very helpful, not just to ourselves, but to others as well. The fact that you're sharing what daily life is for you can help you, and it can also help others, especially those who may have the same struggles. And sometimes realizing that you're not alone, that what might feel overwhelming is actually quite normal. Of course, the other possibility is talk to a therapist. Sometimes a reason people will pay money to talk through their problems with somebody else, especially a stranger, for that specific reason, they are a stranger. And sometimes it's much easier to talk to a stranger. Now, if I was to ask you what all these have in common, give yourself a couple of minutes, maybe switch off the podcast and think about it. What of all these, the one thing that all these have in common? Have you thought of it yet? Communication. And this type of communication is designed specifically to examine and express the emotions that you're feeling. It's not really looking for a specific solution to a problem. Because by looking at them and trying to figure them out, it can actually improve your situation. And that's a good thing. Sometimes, if we just verbalize what we're feeling, and verbalize the problems that we're having, or the issues that we're having, that can actually be part of the solution. Now, when we talk about our problems more constructively, there's a couple of key points that you need to do. One, you need to choose the right people to talk to. If you've ever spoken to somebody about how you're feeling and it seemed that you've got nothing from it, then ask yourself the question, am I talking to the right person? In other words, having a good friend who will support you is a great thing and can be very helpful. But they must not enable or encourage your bad habits to continue. That's not friendship. That's not healthy. You must also choose the right time to talk. Just as it is important to find the right person to talk to, it is also necessary to find the right time to talk, especially if it's friends who may want to support you, because they also have lives outside of your relationship. Asking them if they have time to talk can help both of you to be ready for a deeper conversation. It means that both of you respect each other's time. There's sometimes an emergency can happen and he or she might need to interrupt. But most supportive conversations can wait for a specific time. Number 3, give yourself an end point. In other words, not all conversations about your problems need to lead to a plan of action for tangible change, but they may need to lead you to something other than more complaining. Number 4, talk about the good as well as the bad. When we say and express how we feel, it's healthy. But when we express ourselves only when we feel bad is not, or only when we feel good, it's not healthy. So whether you're talking to friends on social media or whether you're talking to your spouse or partner, make sure that you share your good experiences and feelings when they come up, not just the negative ones. Because if you talk about these experiences, they can reinforce your brain and it can make it easier to break out of the negative thought patterns. And as a byproduct, it can help you build your relationship with the people you're close enough to talk to. Now, we all know that each of these processes can be annoying, messy, and even crazy at times. Because sometimes we just want to complain about somebody or something that happened at work or in our relationship or whatever. For others, it might involve crying onto somebody's shoulder. And we've all done that. A lot of the time, it may feel embarrassing or uncomfortable, especially for the first few times. But let me assure you that the more you open up, the easier it will be to get to share how you feel, and you will feel better for it. Because by expressing the emotion you feel inside, it leaves your mind less cluttered and more open to looking at what's causing the feeling in the first place. We have to declutter our minds so that we can listen to the inner voice and allow the inner voice to speak our truth. And if we don't speak our truth, then we're not really being real. We're pretending. And if we're pretending, it means that we're not being 100% genuine. And we don't need to be less than who we are. We just need to be able to accept who we are. The old phrase used to be, she likes your warts and all. That's exactly it. I have to like myself. But in order to like myself, I have to know myself. So I have to begin to listen to that inner voice. And to finish up this section of the inner voice, I'd like to read you the two verses that I started off with. It's the song The Voice Within by Christina Aguilera. And it goes like this. When you're safe inside your room, you tend to dream of a place where nothing's harder than it seems. No one ever wants or bothers to explain of the heartache life can bring and what it means. When there's no one else, look inside yourself. Like your oldest friend, just try out the voice within. Then you'll find strength that will guide your way. You learn to begin to try the voice within. That is the reason for listening to your inner voice. To be yourself. To find yourself. To love yourself. To accept yourself. Stay well and stay safe. Namaste.